Hello everyone, I hope you're having a great week so far. It's lovely to have your company as always. My name is Hayley Sparks and you are listening to the Travel Podcast. We have got a fantastic guest on today. Brad will be joining us from APT Touring. Now this is a fantastic business that I can't wait for you to hear more about. We're going to be talking about touring, we're going to be talking about the popularity of river cruise, so do stay tuned for this episode. Brad, thank you so much for joining me. Welcome to the Travel Podcast.
Hello Hayley and hello everybody. Thank you firstly for having me and talking about such an exciting topic, A, travel, but B, touring and river cruise, which is very popular at the moment. So I'm delighted to be here.
Oh, well, we're really grateful for your time. Yes, it's definitely an area of the travel industry. Both river cruising and touring are increasing in popularity, but I think there'll still be a lot of listeners out there that, especially perhaps when it comes to river cruise, might have some questions, aren't really sure of the details and how it maybe differs from mainstream cruising. So I can't wait to sort of tap into your expertise. But I'd love, as a sort of an introduction for our listeners, just to find out a little bit more about APT.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. So APT may not be known to many or a household brand. It actually stands for Australia Pacific Touring. We're an Australian company and founded by the late Bill McGeary in 1927. We have two brands, which we'll probably touch on in a short while. But the company is predominantly touring, like you said, that's escorted touring, and more recently, more small group touring, and river cruising, small ships and small yachts. So river cruising is, like you mentioned, a really popular way to travel. And it's a type of travel that I personally love. And having done many river cruises before, I'm really passionate about it. But on top of that, we offer small ships and yacht sailing as well, which obviously ticks a lot of boxes. So what you're probably noticing is a bit of a theme, small, right? We're a company that offers more intimate, more customer-led holiday types. And being family-owned is the perfect position to do that.
It's great to have that family business. And how do you think the business has maintained kind of those core values that it really stands for whilst obviously expanding and having all this diversity in what you are able to offer customers?
Yeah, so look, like I said, I founded in 1927 in Melbourne, Australia, and because it started as a family business and is still a family-owned business today, nearly 100 years later, it's all about innovation. The company encourages innovation, open thinking within the business. No idea is a silly idea. And that's cemented in the customer first kind of culture and the DNA amongst all the staff, giving those customers the very best holiday experience they could have. And those values, whether it's better together or celebrate the moments or genuine service, you know, really feed into that, putting our customers first. And being family owned, we can make quick decisions. We can do things that maybe other companies can't to really ensure that whether it's on our 4-star Travel Marvel brand or our 5-star APT luxury brand, customers have the very best experience and come back raving and wanting to go on another holiday.
Well, when there's so much choice and variety, that's brilliant. And I was reading on the website, see, talked about the heritage over 95 years in business and winning awards as well, which you know, says a lot about the business. But let's maybe break it down a little bit, and if you can just give me a little overview of the different offerings, and then we can talk about how listeners might choose to decide like what kind of holiday type is best for them.
Yeah, of course. So effectively, Hayley, we have two brands. One is APT Luxury, and this is all about the best of the best. So 5-star luxury, everything included from beginning to end. So whether we're picking you up at home at your front door, taking you to the airport, you're on your flight across to Amsterdam or Budapest, where you join your river cruise, met at the airport, transferred to the ship, and then everything's included, whether it's a margarita with breakfast or a espresso martini on the top deck at lunchtime. It's all included for you. And these sorts of customers on our APT luxury holidays, you know, really enjoy that personalized service, whether it's a cruise or a tour, and beginning to end, everything's sorted for them. Then our other brand is called Travel Marvel, and this is a 4-star premium product. And this allows customers a little bit more freedom and flexibility. So maybe people who like to have a bit of more of their own time when you're in Vienna, for example, wandering around the streets, not everything's sorted out for you, or you're in Canada and you're experiencing a bit of Vancouver. It gives you that flexibility to explore the destination a little bit more at their own pace. But the key thing on this brand, on the Travel Marvel brand, is unbeatable value for money. So if we look at River Cruise, for example, our ships are modern, contemporary and premium. We're the youngest fleets on the European and Asian rivers. So that really demonstrates that value for money customers get. So, you know, it really comes down to what customers prefer. Is it the all-inclusive 5-star all-in, or is it that more value for money premium proposition that gives them a bit of flexibility? And within that, what I was going to touch on further. So within that, there's the different holiday types. So you've got the two brands, but under each brand is touring, is river cruise, is small ships, and then yachts as well. So whatever product type we offer, it fits under each brand.
That makes sense. So with the yachts, for example, Brad, how many passengers are sailing on these yacht experiences, for example?
Yeah, great question. And one we get asked a lot. So our yachts are in Croatia, so sailing down up and down the coast of Croatia. We have two, again, one under the 5-star APT Luxury, one under the 4-star Travel Marvel brand, and they carry 34 or 36 passengers. Now, in my opinion, if you're going to do Croatia, you need to do it by sea. It's an incredible experience. These yachts are custom built to skirt close to the coast. You're docking in the small ports and towns each evening. So you're still experiencing Croatia. You dine a few nights on the ship. Then in other evenings, you go out into the small restaurants, villages and bars that you've docked in. You're stepping off your yacht into the cobbled streets of a Croatian village. It's an incredible experience because you're also doing onshore. So you go up into the Krka National Park where you have the famous waterfalls. You're swimming off the back of your own yacht whilst in the Mediterranean Sea. Barbecues on the top deck with only 34 other guests, you know. So that's only 16 or 17 cabins in total. Your own chef, your own cruise director, obviously you've got a captain and the crew all there at your need, really. So it's a great way to experience it. And if you know Croatia, Hayley, it can be quite expensive to do it by land. If you're going in July and August, you can pay £500 for a 5-star hotel, just bed and breakfast. Whereas these yachts, they're incredible value for money, and you're getting the view from where you should be, from the sea, looking up into the land.
And a very, very exclusive experience to have such a small number of guests. What a sort of different and unique way to travel.
Certainly so. And I think customers, what we find generally is customers join our brand generally in this kind of space because it appeals to a slightly more adventurous kind of traveler, and then move through our holiday types, really, whether that may be a Asia river cruise on the Mekong, whether that may be then dipping into a European river cruise or a tour, really. So it's a great way, a bit of adventure, but at the same time, really luxurious and feeling exclusive at the same time.
And I'm glad you touched there, Brad, on the value for money, because when we're talking about, helping to educate listeners as well, and just a misconception, of course, you know, when, you know, you're getting luxury 5-star, there's a price for that. But I think when it comes to value for money, when you compare river cruising, obviously you touched on the yacht experience, to a land-based holiday, I think people are shocked at the value, because I think in their perception is it's going to be extremely expensive, maybe out of our budget. And that's not the case at all, is it?
It's not the case. And I think value means something very different to cheap, right? Value for me, in my opinion, is about I'm getting something rewarding for my money that I know is going to tick all my boxes. And I feel that I've had a good, solid experience for what I've paid. And for all of our, particularly on our cruise side, you've got your tips are included, your excursions are included, your porterage is included, your Wi-Fi is included, your drinks with your meals are included if you're on Travel Marble. Obviously, if you're on APT, it's all in. So even on a four-star premium, you've got so much included and that value comes through. And, you know, at the moment, you can do 2 weeks for under £2,000 per person sailing with your flights, your transfers, everything I mentioned above. So it's incredible value whilst meeting fantastic fellow guests from across the world, forming friendships, forming, you know, bonding, traveling together in the future. And I think that's all what forms part of the travel experiences that we like and enjoy. It's about meeting people, getting under the skin of cultures and destinations. And River Cruise particularly really delivers that because you are immersing yourself in the heart of the destination.
I think, Brad, that's a big part of why these river cruise experiences in particular have gained in popularity. I think, unfortunately, now we know that we're missing connection often with real people, people working from home, talking online a lot more. And a river cruise does allow people to, as you say, make friends. I can imagine it's a fantastic option for solo travelers that do want to connect with people, want to meet people from all over the world, different backgrounds, learn about their cultures, make friends for the future. Do you think that plays quite a big part in its popularity?
Oh, a massive part. And what APT and Travel Marble have, which is quite unique to some other river cruise suppliers out there, is that on our ships, the nationalities you'll find are Australians, Kiwis and Brits, and a small smattering of Irish. All those nationalities get on exceptionally well together, whether it's sport, whether it's politics, whether it's the royal family, there's good conversation to be had and they form real long life friendships and they travel together again and again on our different holidays. And you mentioned solos, you're right. On a river ship, you've got a maximum of 178 people, between 156 and 178 people. So it's not like being on a big ocean ship with, you know, 3,000-4,000 people. Here you meet all the other guests, your cruise director gets to know you personally, you know the crew by your second day, they know your cabin number, they know what you like to drink. And for solo travelers, fantastic way to get involved and meet other people. But not just that, all those nationalities blend so well together. And you can imagine, you know, you've got 160 odd people on a summer's day on the Danube, you're having a barbecue on the top deck, you know, something cold in hand, watching the incredible castles and scenery go by as you sail on the Rhine or the Danube. And it's really those sorts of experiences that stick with people and really help drive them to travel again and again in a similar kind of way. So it's really special.
It is really special. And you touched on there that the beautiful scenery that you experience from a river cruise. So for people listening that maybe are seasoned cruisers, they've been on the large ships and traveled around the world, can we talk a little bit about the benefits of switching to a river cruise experience and how that might differ from a cruise that they've had in the past?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple of things in there. So river cruising doesn't just appeal to ocean cruisers. It also appeals to people who like touring or doing sort of touring holidays, because river cruise is a holiday style that really allows you to get under the skin and immerse in the destination. It's a slower kind of travel. So you're only unpacking once, which is a great benefit, in my opinion. You are traveling at a slower pace, therefore getting to appreciate your environment or your location. And if we just take Europe as an example, because I'm sure we'll come on to the Mekong and Asia in a few moments. But when you travel on a river cruise in Europe, you'll go to destinations you would have never dreamt of going, right? And I'll give you an example in a second, but you are in the heart of it. So you're ticking off the big capital cities, the Amsterdams, the Viennas, the Bratislavas, the Budapests. You know, you're ticking those off, and those are stunning big capital cities. But you also go into places that you'd never dream of going. So just up the river from Vienna, there's a very small little town called Dürnstein. Now, this is a small cobbled village, and it's very well known for its apricots and chocolate, but it's just in Austria. But it's got vineyards. But what really makes it special, in my opinion, is your river ship docks on the side of the river. You step off, you're in the heart of this little village, real little community. And up on the hillside, there's an abandoned castle. And you walk up about 30 minutes, and that's where Richard the Lionheart was incarcerated. Just these ruins. And it's got this real sense of history that why would you ever go to this little place called Durnstein? But on a river cruise, it gives you the opportunity to do that, to really immerse yourself in the culture and the history of the destinations. And we have customers who have traveled numerous times on the Rhine and the Danube. And I'm talking 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times, because every season is different. If you're there in the winter, you've got the Christmas markets. If you're there in the summer, you've got beautiful temperatures on the top deck having those barbecues. If you're there in the springtime, you've got the flowers of Amsterdam. You've got all the greenery on the sides of the river. And if you're there in the autumn, the opposite, all the trees are turning. You sail along the Danube with all the autumnal colors, really. And you've got lots of festivals and arts and crafts and cultures in between, really. So there is literally, and it sounds cheesy saying it, a river cruise for everybody, depending on what you like and what you want out of your holiday. And in addition to that, I mentioned the cruise director earlier. They are so knowledgeable and experienced, and that brings it to life, because you've got someone who's giving you daily port talks and information, going with you on the excursions, that's giving you that insight into a different side of Europe, in this example, that you'd never particularly think of if you weren't on a river cruise. So incredible way to travel, and that extends outside of Europe as well. But it's just something that really gets you under the skin of things.
I think it's, as you said, Brad, it's those hidden gems. It's a very immersive experience. And there's been a lot of talk in the news recently about some of our most loved destinations, unfortunately, how overcrowded they do become. And that's fine. Some people don't mind. They're quite happy to get stuck in. But I think there is more awareness now of actually, if that isn't your thing, let's go and discover some of these villages, some of these less known places that could offer so much. But because they're not as well known, you can beat the crowds, which is what a lot of people want to do.
Yes. Yeah, agreed. And you're right. There is this over tourism element of it. And the thing about river cruising is the ships can only be so big or so wide. The rivers, the locks can only take ships of a certain size. So you're never going to get a situation where there's over tourism. And yes, some of the bigger cities you can find, sometimes you double docked next to another ship. But that is 320 people versus, you know, an ocean cruise where you're tendering and there's 3,000 people to get off a ship, really. So yes, this does very much support that slower, more sustainable approach to tourism.
It does. And obviously we talked about Europe there and how popular that is, but I would love to find out a little bit more about Asia, because that sounds really fascinating.
Oh, this is my favorite place in the world, really. You know, Asia and the Mekong takes river cruising to the next level, because it's the perfect blend of touring and cruise, because you're not just going to go to Vietnam and Cambodia just for sailing on the Mekong. You're going to do a few nights pre, a few nights post, and that's typically in Siem Reap or Ho Chi Minh City, which makes up about a 2-week holiday. You're doing 2 or 3 nights in Siem Reap, then you join your ship, 7 nights on the Mekong, and then 2 or 3 nights in Ho Chi Minh City on the other side, or vice versa. But the Mekong is, it's just where life happens on the river, the culture, the people, the service, the food, it's all happening there. So you're sailing along the mighty Mekong River on your ship. There's farms, villages, markets, people going about their daily lives, oxen, cattle, people washing their clothes in the river. It's a sensory experience. And it really is an incredible thing to do. And I encourage anybody who is able to really think of the Mekong as an opportunity to really get into that part of the world. And there's life-changing moments, right? So, for example, Angkor Wat, you know, you can do that by sunrise or sunset. And it's these incredible structures that you're watching the sunrise over, these stunning, you know, temples and scenery. That is a pinch-me moment, really, that you're lucky to experience. But then there's the other side of it, the more sobering experiences that bring things into reality, the killing fields near Phnom Penh and the history and what those countries and those people have been through. And when you have a guide whose uncle or father or, you know, someone was involved in that, it really is a numbing kind of experience that gives you this real sense of, this is real. This is life. This is not Disneyland. Nothing against Disneyland, you know, but this is real life. And you there experiencing it firsthand, whilst, of course, having the luxury of your river cruise ship with your double balcony and pool on the top deck and something cold in hand, you know. So it's a really, really exclusive experience. We have two ships on the Mekong. Again, one is our 5-star ship, which is brand new, largest suites on the river, double balconies. And then our other ship is our 4-star premium ship, again, inside, outside balconies. So you can really soak up your surrounds and get to see what life is like on the river. And it's, I encourage anybody to do it. Like I say, it's a great experience.
I'm sold. It sounds phenomenal and so unique. And as you said, you would, if you were traveling through Asia on foot, train differently, you would just not be able to see all of the culture, like you say, live and breathe it, smell it, experience everything that's actually happening on the edges of the river. You just would never get that outlook. And I think that's what's so exciting, and the people that love learning about culture and history, mm-hmm. who want to travel but want to come back feeling like they've grown as a person, like they've learned more, they've experienced more, not just go somewhere and sort of be your typical tourist. I think there's a real thirst for knowledge, and it sounds like the experts that you have really, really help guests experience that so much. And also, Brad, I think the somewhere like Asia, as phenomenal as it is, sometimes there are language barrier issues that you don't necessarily everywhere. And for people that maybe do lack in confidence, the thought of perhaps traveling through Asia, especially if they're a solo traveler or a couple, you might be a little bit hesitant, you might worry about that. But when you've got the safety net of a river cruise and you've got crew and you've got experts, I can imagine, again, it just breaks down any of those language barriers that people might worry about.
It really does. And don't forget, it's not just the river cruise. So you're being met at the airport, and even whilst you're spending your time in Siem Reap or your time in Ho Chi Minh, you've still got your tour director with you. You know, he's still there. You know, you're doing excursions. He's recommending restaurants. He's going with you, taking you to the markets. So it is very much still, you know, you've got that, like you said, that safety blanket or comfort blanket, safety blanket there that helps navigate. Because it's a very different part of the world, right? I think there's more mopeds in those cities than there are people. And, you know, even crossing the road can be a heart-stopping experience.
Yes.
But it's really something to behold. And while you've got someone there to support you and show you the ropes, if you like, that really gets you into the heart of it.
I think that makes so much difference. Wow. Well, the river cruise itineraries really do sound breathtaking. But Brad, it doesn't stop there. I'd love to talk about the wilderness lodges as well. They sound really interesting.
Yeah, so you're right. I mean, APT's got quite a wide breadth of product, and we are probably most famously known for the Kimberley and the wilderness lodges in the northern territories of Australia. And these are one of the last true wildernesses left, and it's an incredible experience to go there. You can to experience this part of the world like no other, and staying in wilderness lodges, tented camps in the Kimberley region. It's exploration. It's adventurous. It's comfortable, but it may not be something that people. It's not 5-star hotels with everything. It's really getting into the heart of it, and it's a balance between rugged, adventurous, and luxury. APT, you know, from an APT perspective, you know, it's all about location versus complete luxury. And that part of the world is, like I say, one of a true wilderness. And our guests really expect a certain level, you know, whether it's APT or Travel Marvel. And we've achieved exactly that in that part of the world. So you have your four-wheel drives and you're going out experiencing the scenery, the wildlife, the people, the history, the culture, and the camps are very comfortable and truly wow moments when you're in the middle of nowhere, no light pollution, you look up the Milky Way above you, campfire burning, and it just, you know, again, and we've said it already, but one of those pinch me moments because you are in the middle of nowhere and it's a great opportunity to explore that part of the world, maybe whilst doing something which is a bit more refined, maybe down you're doing an extension to Sydney or up from Melbourne or whilst doing the Gold Coast or something along those lines. But if you have the opportunity to add on a little bit to your Australia holiday, the Kimberley and the Wilderness Lodges four-wheel drive excursions is a must.
Absolutely. Oh, I just want to do it all. There's so much to talk about. But yes, to be in the wilderness and to truly get away from the hustle and bustle. And as you say, just to have a sky full of stars and nothing around you is, you know, for a lot of people, once in a lifetime experience.
Yeah.
That sounds wonderful. And something APT has offered that's quite new is this small group journeys in places across India. Again, another bucket list destination for so many of us.
Yeah. So what we found as a company, so going back to where we kind of started the conversation, you know, APT and Travel Marvel being family owned are always innovating, always looking at listening to our customers and looking at what we need to do next to make sure that we're listening to what our customers want. And post-COVID, what was very clear is that, you know, customers wanted to travel in smaller groups. And there was definitely a trend towards still touring, but a more smaller group, slightly more immersive, and that ability to have a little bit more flexibility. And this is where we designed and introduced our small group tours. And these, because APT was so famous for classic touring, obviously the company started in touring, and that by classic, I mean large coach touring, sort of 40 odd people. And our most iconic destination for that is Canada and New Zealand, which is really popular from a classical touring perspective. But small group journeys or touring was taking it to kind of the next level. So we introduced this under our Travel Marvel 4-star brand. Accommodation is a mix of hand-picked accommodation, a combination between 4 and 5-star hotels, all unique boutique smaller properties, and destinations are global. So from India, like you mentioned, to Canada, from South Africa to Sri Lanka, we've got a whole range of these tours across the world. Demand has been fantastic. Customer feedback has been even better. And this really gave us the confidence to launch even more destinations and ramp up this particular product type even more. So we've recently introduced Portugal, Italy, and Morocco from a small group touring perspective, and doing really well. So a great example of where you can combine this with cruise, and it's selling really well, is a tour of Portugal, 7 nights as a small group, and then doing a cruise on the Douro River out of Porto. So it's a fantastic opportunity to do a bit of land tour and a cruise and a lot of port in between, really. So it's what's not to like.
What's not to like? Definitely getting the best of both worlds with that one. And I was also interested to read about your signature or your insider experiences, being able to cook with local chefs. So what's that all about?
Yeah, so signature experiences and insider experiences. So on each of our brands, on each of our touring holidays, we like to intertwine special moments or unique experiences that customers come away and think, wow, that was a a great holiday, but remember going into that lady's house and cooking the local food and experiencing. So from a small group tourist perspective, that's exactly what we do in India, for example. You go into these lovely ladies' houses and you cook with them and you have a family meal. When you're looking at our APT signature experiences on the river, what that means is more choice. So unlike on Travel Marble, where there'll be an excursion every day, on APT, there's a choice of excursion. So customers can choose, today I fancy more culinary versus history, or more active versus cultural. And they can choose experiences that suit them for that day or that moment. And then the tour guide will tailor make accordingly. So ultimately, what it does, Hayley, is give customers choice. It gives customers personal choice that helps them really enhance their holiday, whilst again getting under the skin of the destination and not just being a number, but being an experience.
It sounds very much like a tailor-made holiday for sure.
Yes, you're right.
Which is, again, a growing demand. People are looking for that difference, especially, I think, if you're somebody that's travelled throughout your life and you feel like you've seen quite a lot, you perhaps do have this thirst for wanting something tailored, something bespoke, something unique, something a little bit different from maybe what you've spent sort of years enjoying. And it seems like you really captured that market. Now, I noticed that on Trustpilot, APT has a satisfaction rate of 98%. I mentioned at the start that the business has won multiple awards. It's probably a difficult question to answer. You probably go on all day, but what do you think is the secret to the satisfaction that you've been able to provide to your diverse range of travellers?
Of course, in many ways, I don't feel it's a secret. I just feel it's in the DNA of what we do. So we've been around, like we said, coming up to 100 years. And as the company has evolved and learned and developed, it's about taking all those learnings, fine-tuning, listening, and then delivering the ultimate holiday experience. And that method and recipe has helped us deliver what the score, that customers go on and rate us unprompted on Trustpilot and delivering those levels. So we listen, we care, and the staff and the teams live the values. So whether it's better together, genuine service, celebrating the moments, all those values come through in the holiday experience. And that creates those unforgettable moments. And internally, we like to call that the APT difference. That's what sets us apart from our competitors and make sure that our customers come back and travel with us again and again.
And I think people that will be new to APT or any business, we are in general referring to places like Trustpilot, because you know that they are... Yes. That's where you're going to get that genuine, honest feedback from people that have experienced trips and holidays with the company. So I think you've done incredibly well there. And as a business, what I also really like is the focus on sustainability and community programs. And I believe you've got a charity fund where you're giving back as well.
Yeah. So look, I think this is an incredibly important and should be an incredibly important part of any business, not just in travel, any business in today's world. And we have our own charity that gives to many other charitable causes called One Tomorrow. And for us, what we find with our customers, everyone, every customer, every one of us want to feel like we're making a positive contribution and a difference and giving back. And that doesn't have to always be in great sort of forking out of cash or doing crazy things. Travel is so much more nowadays, and customers want to know that their experience can change others around them. Even them just being on holiday can make a difference and can be positive. And that's what One Tomorrow does. And APT does this in a very subtle, non-pushy way. And I think that's important, because sometimes it can come across feeling forced, you know, and that charitable or that community side of things can come across in not a sort of a genuine or making a difference kind of way. And APT really has looked at that and looks how we can do things in a subtle but effective way that gives customers the choice to either contribute further or simply by being on their holiday, they making a difference, whether that's in Asia, whether that's in Australia, or whether that's in other parts of the world. So it's an important part of our business. It has been for many, many, many years, many decades, and will be into the future. And that helps build a better travel community for us all.
It really does. Well, Brad, well, it's been fascinating to talk to you today. I'm sure you've given the listeners so much to think about, and there's obviously so much choice and variety. But before I let you go, I would just like to know from you, like, with so much happening in the business, like, what's next for APT?
Oh, we're never standing still, Hayley. I think that's what makes my job a bit harder sometimes. You know, there's always something new. And we have, particularly in 26 and 27, new things happening, which are quite big things. So in 2027, we turn 100. But before that, we have new ships coming out next year. So on the Rhine, we have a brand new ship that'll be sailing on the Rhine. We have a new ship that's going to be sailing on the Nile in Egypt, which I'm very excited about. We know that part of the world has had its challenges, we are seeing demand come back, and we're really excited to bring a ship out on the Nile again that will really, you know, help that destination. It's an incredible destination, and we talk about the Mekong and life happening on the Mekong. Well, the Nile is the next level up, right? So we're really excited about that ship that launches back end of next year. We got new destinations, new innovations with AI, which is helping all of us in today's world, with new apps for our customers. So there's a lot happening, but most of all, remain true to our brand values, our leading proposition, and give customers the best possible holidays we physically can.
Well, Brad, thank you so much. That all sounds so exciting. So if listeners are not familiar with APT, they certainly will be now. And I really do appreciate your time. It's been wonderful to have you on the podcast. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Hayley. Really appreciate it.
And thank you so much for listening. Remember, the travel consultant that shared this podcast with you works very, very closely with our friends and team at APT. So if any of the types of holidays, tours, river cruises sound good to you and you'd like to find out more, then please do just go back to your travel consultant and they will be able to help you plan your future trip with APT. Thanks again for listening, and I will see you next week.